I arrive at my rented apartment just under 2 hours later, a fairly pain-free drive from the airport in my hire car. I found it on Airbnb and arranged to pay the landlady in cash so as not to have a record under my name. She was fine with the private booking when I said I'd pay double. It's painfully expensive, especially in the high season, but I only have this week booked off work and I'm keen to get on with my plan, so I'm throwing money at the problem. The flat is tiny and stifling. The aesthetic is very much reminiscent of an 80s cosmetic clinic, but with added china dolls. I'm desperate to see the ocean and stretch my legs, but I have a limited time here and there's work to be done. I've done my research, as much as you can do on two old bigots who have an inconsiderately minimal online presence, and I've got a good idea where they'll be tonight. It seems, from the little I could glean from Kathleen's Facebook page, the poor love has a public account. Blessings be that old people do not understand privacy settings. But between feeling angry at the amount of Spanish people living in Spain, the Artemis seniors spend most of their time shuffling between a restaurant called Villa Bianca, which is right on the waterfront, and a casino called Dinero, just outside of town. I've booked a table at the restaurant for dinner. Let me be clear here. I have no idea what I am doing. I'm 24. I've been thinking about how best to avenge my mother for many years now, and this is the biggest step I've taken so far. Mostly, I've been working my way up the career ladder, saving money, researching the family, and trying to get myself into a position where I can get closer to them. It's been helpful, but mundane. Of course I'm willing to make these sacrifices in order to get nearer to my end goals, but my God, it's hard to pretend I care about customer surveys and participate in the optional, read mandatory, team bonding drinks on Fridays. If I'd known I'd have to drink Jaeger bombs with people who willingly work in marketing, I'd have given myself more time to research trepanation first. Maybe that's why I'm rushing this big move, desperate to prove to myself that I've made inroads and can do what I've been saying I will since I was 13. And yet, I am woefully underprepared. I envisaged that by the time I got to Marbella, I'd have a firm plan in place, carefully plotted my route, the timings, and have invested in an incredible disguise. Instead, I am holed up in a flat which smells like your family hamster died underneath a wardrobe, and your mother didn't know what the smell was and has been going mad with the bleach for 6 months. I have a plan in my mind, but no idea whether I'll be able to pull it off. I have a wig that I bought at a cosmetic shop in Finsbury Park, which looked convincing enough under the store strip lighting, but appears worryingly flammable in the Spanish sun. Despite this free-floating anxiety about my lack of preparation, excitement spreads through me. As I fix my wig and apply my makeup, I feel as though I'm getting ready for a brilliant date, and not at all like I'm on the way to kill my grandparents.